Callum Bolton joins me here after that frustrating 2-point loss to Westmeath. Callum, a lot of positives maybe to take out of the game, 42 minutes in, 8 points in front, but finished up with the wrong result.
Yeah, I suppose we had a lot of new faces there, so it's not an excuse, but we're a fragmented team at the minute between injuries and a few retirements over the off-season, so I wouldn't get too bogged down in our kind of game management towards the end, because that'll definitely come across the league. But I'd be a bit more clinical of our shooting. That kind of hit us towards, especially in the first half and towards the last few minutes, where they kind of kicked on a small bit.
Yeah, look, there was 7, if not 8 wides before the halftime break, and especially early on when you were in really good possession and created some really good scoring chances, but then hit 3 2-pointers in a row. But it was those 2-pointers that probably came back to haunt you at the end, because they sent Ronan Wallace and Luke Loughlin hit 113 between the two of them. So from that point of view, it certainly was maybe a frustrating end to it, but a positive to take out heading towards the league.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose we had those spells where we were clinical, but we also had those bits where we needed a bit more maturity, I suppose, between our game management and recognising their threats. We weren't fast enough to do that, and I suppose we were a bit trigger happy after we kicked the 3 2-pointers, and that kind of came back to haunt us there after the first half. I suppose again across the few games of the league, we'll have a more kind of standard team coming out, and we're a bit more consistent in our maturity and our game management. So I wouldn't be too bogged down in that.
Yeah, well, that's good to have such a positive attitude from yourself and the team going forward into the start of the National League, and you'll be hoping that maybe some of those injuries that have been in the background for the last number of weeks, that they'll start to dry up and guys will start coming to the field and getting more game time.
Yeah, I suppose we won't dwell on today, and we'll take the positives from parts of our performance, and we look forward to the lads coming back in, and I suppose we'll just look back on this and use it to put in a good performance against Tyrone and Oman now next week.
Yeah, to use such a big panel throughout the 3 games in the Auburn Cup, you also have the added, I suppose, incentive of those guys to come back. But for the younger guys, it's a big bonus. You've been there, I think this is probably year 3, is it? So from your own point of view, to see those guys coming in, it's going to take a while to bed in.
Yeah, no, it's massive. This is a good learning for them as well, and for all of us, and just getting to play together. Now I've been in and out between Sigerson and injuries myself, and it's been hard enough to get that consistency, but this is definitely a stepping stone now towards a positive direction, especially for the younger lads as well, getting lots of game time.
Callum, thank you, and appreciate your time.
Cheers.
Thanks, man.
See you soon. Right, best of luck.